People who live in Oklahoma know the state's weather is hard to predict. Erratic rain, heat, ice, and drought can also devastate government budgets. To combat this, researchers at OU and OSU are using new software that could help predict these economic strains. As Zoe Travers reports, the new tool could save cities money by helping them budget for Oklahoma's weather.
It's a hot July day in Oklahoma, and everyone's trying to cool off. Oklahoma teenagers Seth Owens and Brandon Hansen are goofing off and singing country songs at an Edmond water park.
It's July in Oklahoma, really hot outside, and we're here at Pelican Bay, greatest water park I know. It's fun, meet new people, make new friends.
It's really close to all of our houses, so it's kind of a local spot.
The Pelican Bay pool holds nearly 400,000 gallons of water. Add that to the amount of water cities and towns use for drinking, showering, and watering plants, and it's understandable why water consumption and water pricing are topics of concern in Oklahoma. When water is cheap, we use more of it. That can be a problem when Oklahoma is in a drought and water is harder to come by. Predicting supply and planning for demand is a big complication for city planners tasked with interpreting how weather and climate affect their city's water needs.
Oklahoma City has a problem, a water consumption problem.
That's OU researcher Kintao Zhao. She's working with other scientists to develop software to help city planners and decrease water use. To do that, Zhao and her team are using a new system called Envision to predict the economic impact of future weather changes for the next 10 to 15 years. Here's how it works. Researchers plug in potential weather scenarios and things like water pricing, population growth, and water consumption, and the software forecasts the economic impact. The software came from Oregon State University and it's being adapted to Oklahoma's climate. Zhao said there are three steps to using the software.
Let me start from the beginning.
First, researchers acquire data about land use, climate, population, etc. Then, they input that data to create a model. That's the phase Oklahoma researchers are in right now. That model predicts possible climate scenarios and is presented to city planners, who can act on that information. Zhao says Oklahomans pay too much attention to water bills and not enough to the amount of water they're actually using.
We are interested in exploring how to incorporate the human behavior and the climate and the population growth to find a way to make the water more sustainable in future.
The five-year drought that ended in 2015 cost the state $2 billion in crop and livestock losses and wildfire damage. Let's say Oklahoma faces another drought. Water pricing is low and the population is rising. That means more people are using more water. City planners might want to respond by raising the price of water. Without proper research, that can be difficult, especially with city offices facing budget cuts. Currently, Oklahoma City uses a tiered system that increases residential and commercial water pricing based on the amount of water used. Researchers are keeping an eye on these types of patterns as they look at how environmental factors impact the economy.
Hello, this is Tracy Boyer.
Tracy Boyer is a water conservation expert at Oklahoma State and the project's leader. She says her research team is collecting data from city planners and the utilities department.
The idea of the Envision platform is to work hand in hand with the stakeholders to see what the problems they foresee are. And it can't be used without looking at the policy questions.
When the software model is created, it should help city planners prepare for other drought costs, like the impact it has on plants, crops, and livestock. Ken Bryan with Oklahoma City's Office of City Planning says this research will make his job easier.
We always prefer to have more information about potential decisions that have long-term consequences than less.
Right now, researchers are focusing specifically on water in Oklahoma City. If the project is successful, they hope to use it in other cities. They also hope to use the software to predict how weather and climate affect the cost of other factors, like heat and air quality. For State Impact, I'm Zoe Travers.